diver was a freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole world looked. Joan of Arc with the Lord to guide her. She was a sister who really cooked. Isadora was the first bra burner, and you're glad she showed up.
Oh, yeah.
And when the country was falling apart, Betsy Ross got it all sewed up.
And then there's Maud.
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 And then
that uncompromising, enterprising, anything but tranquilizing. Right on, Maud.
Please, Walter.
No, we're not through arguing
about
this.
We are finished arguing. Look, we have been arguing about it since Wednesday night. I'm sick of it.
I'm sick of it, too, and we've been arguing about this since Tuesday night.
Look, Walter, I distinctly remember that it was Wednesday night when we began our present love-hate relationship.
Look, it was Tuesday night that you told me about this ridiculous plan of yours. Then you served me a Mexican dinner because Lee Trevino had talked about it on TV, and since I was a golfer, you thought I'd like it.
Walter, the Mexican dinner was Wednesday night.
Tuesday, Moore. I know because I had gas all night.
Walter, don't you think I remember which night you had gas all night?
Now, please, I have to be down at the station house in less than an hour. Oh, maybe that's Jeff with the marijuana.
Moore, if that's your nephew, forget it. You're not going to deliberately get yourself arrested for possession of marijuana, good cause or no good cause.
Thank you, Walter. Remember what Shakespeare said, how sharper than a serpent's tooth it is to have a fink for a husband.
Fink? I'm no fink. These are Union tomatoes.
How much?
75 cents a box.
Well, you forget the tomatoes, Maud. We're talking about you getting arrested for possession of marijuana.
Look, you'll have to forgive my husband. He's himself this morning.
All right, go ahead and blame me. Just because a box boy at Frawley's supermarket got himself busted on possession of marijuana charge, and you and your dandy friends want to get yourself arrested on that same charge as a protest, I'm to blame.
Listen, are you sure the bottom ones aren't soft and mushy?
Mark! Pay attention when I'm yelling at you.
Look, Walter, 146 women from all over the state are going down to their local police stations to do exactly the same thing. Now, does that sound like just a bunch of my friends?
Gee, I don't know. The bottom ones feel mushy to me.
Okay, I'll ask your friend over there. Am I wrong in telling my wife that I don't want to go to jail?
Listen, you know darn well that they are not going to put a group of upper middle class housewives into jail. Now, listen, I've been stuck before. You sure the bottom ones aren't mushy?
Lady, you gotta take your chances.
In that case, I'll take one box.
Fine. Which one?
Wait a minute. Which one? I'll take top of this box.
Maud, now you listen to reason.
Listen, Walter. Harold Collins is 19 years old. Do you realize that he faces from 3 to 7 years in jail? Walter, this is something I have to do.
Okay, look, I'll tell you what. I'll give you a check for $400 to help pay for the kid's lawyer, and we'll forget this getting arrested thing, okay?
Oh, Walter. Honey, that's awfully sweet of you, but it's really not necessary.
Oh, thank you.
You already gave $500. And listen, darling, I'm terribly sorry I'm so edgy, but I'm exhausted. I was so nervous about this morning that I didn't sleep a wink last night.
Well, why don't you take something, like a couple of Seconals?
We're out of Seconals, but I did take 2 chlorohydrates and a Librium, and they didn't work.
Well, I took 2 Miltown and a Doradent. I slept like a lamb.
And snored like a moose. Now, I should have taken 2 Meprobromates with a Nembutal instead of the 2 chlorohydrates with a Librium. Philip, cold knockwurst for breakfast? How can you put that junk inside you? Listen, sweetheart, would you like Grandma Maud to make you a nice little omelet?
No.
Thank God if I had to cook this time of the morning. Look, sweetheart, it's really time to go to school. Come on, dear.
Go on, Philip. Now, how about me, Maud? Where's my breakfast?
I don't have time to fix you your breakfast. Here, have some cold knockwurst.
Knockwurst? bratwurst for breakfast. With a diet like this, I could get scurvy.
Here's a lime.
Oh, I hope that's Jeff with the marijuana. He knows I've been waiting for it. There's not that much. I'm coming.
Oh, Jeff.
I am odd.
Oh, you got here in time, Jeff. I knew I could count on you. That's why you've always been my favorite nephew.
I don't have the pot.
You're a loser, Jeff. You've always been a loser, Jeff. Jeff, where is it? Where is it, Jeff?
It's really scarce, Aunt Maud. There was a big senior prom last night.
Oh. Listen, Jeff, go out on the streets. Hang around playgrounds. Jeff, don't come back without the marijuana.
My luck. I have to have an aunt who's ahead.
Walter, Jeff...
Ahead of what?
Walter, Jeff blew it. He blew it. He didn't bring the marijuana. What am I going to do? All the girls are expecting me to supply the stuff. Oh, Lorraine.
I'm so nervous, Maud. Hello, Walter.
I guess that you and the girls are all ready to go.
We couldn't be readier.
Yeah.
Shirley and Frances have already left in Rita's station wagon.
Yeah.
Sue Jane, Sally, Joyce, you and I are going to go in my Volkswagen.
Well, that should be a fun ride, Maud.
Listen, Lorraine, look. Yeah. Why don't you go on ahead, and I'll meet the rest of you girls down at the station.
Well, there's nothing wrong, is there? You do have the pot, don't you?
Do I have the pot? Walter, she wants to know if I have the pot.
Tell her, Maud.
Lorraine, you go on without me.
Well, I thought we'd go together.
Well, no, I think it's wise that we split up. You know, in case you have a fatal accident, at least one of us can get through.
Maud, you think of everything.
Walter, what am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Maud, you tried and you failed and you can't do any better than that. Now, look, I'm sure the kid's going to be all right. What are his parents doing about this?
Oh, come on, Walter. He's not some rich kid whose parents can buy his way out of it. He's a poor kid who supports himself working in a supermarket. I've got to get the marijuana. I refuse to give up.
Good morning.
Oh, Carol. Carol, honey, I have a big favor to ask of you.
Mother, please spare me. It's bad enough I had to listen to you and Walter argue all night.
We were not arguing. I just had to speak very loud because Walter was trying to sleep.
Well, anyway, I feel awful. Because of you, I ended up taking a Valium, something I never do.
Oh, honey, you should have tried a couple of Doridan.
I should have tried a couple of earplugs. Just wonder what I'm going to do all day at work.
Oh, honey, why didn't you tell me? I have just the thing for you. That's what mummies are for. Here, sweetheart, take a Ritalin. It'll pick you up like that. Now then, I did you a favor. You do me a favor. Honey, I've got to have some marijuana. Now, please, Carol, call one of your weird friends.
Mother, I would love to help you, but at the moment, I don't know anyone who smokes grass.
You raise a daughter, and what happens? She turns out all right. Who can I turn to? Who?
Morning, everybody.
Florida.
Mother, you're not going to involve Florida.
Oh, come on. Now, she is a member of the family, aren't you, Florida?
So far, nobody ever noticed much of a family resemblance.
Listen, Florida, I have to confide in you. I need some marijuana.
I'm sorry, Ms. Finley. I hate to disappoint you, but on my salary, I'm a Dr. Pepper girl.
Then after all I've done for that woman...
Well, you heard her say she couldn't help you.
Carol, please, Florida is black. Now, don't tell me she doesn't know any musicians.
Oh, hey, you know, Maud? With a little sauerkraut, knockwurst ain't bad for breakfast.
Good morning, all.
Well, the good doctor.
Now, Marty, be kind. I'm not a well man. Last night I attended a seminar on preventive medicine. I've got a hell of a hangover.
Arthur, as long as you're here, Maud ran out of second holds, and I could use some Milltown and some Librium.
Well, all right, Walter. But I have to remind you again that we do not approve of people consuming substances which could have a deleterious effect on their health. Make me a Bloody Mary. I think I'm dying.
Arthur, if you don't feel well, I am sincerely sorry. Now, I really mean that, Arthur.
You didn't get the marijuana, right? Too bad, Marty. It looks like you don't have a pot to protest in.
Listen, Arthur. Arthur, I desperately need your help.
You're not going to drag me into this ludicrous scheme.
Arthur, listen, you know darn well they are not going to put 146 wives of prominent businessmen into jail. And with all the bad publicity, they are not going to put Harold Collins into jail.
Why not? He had a quarter of an ounce of marijuana. That's a felony. Any sensible kid would have had a couple of joints in his pocket. That's a misdemeanor, and the most he could get would be a year in jail.
You know, that remark makes just about as much sense as the ridiculous marijuana law, which I am against because it is too severe. Arthur, the punishment does not fit the crime.
It's terrible to think of all the kids using artificial stimulants like marijuana to solve all their problems. This could use a little more vodka.
Arthur, the American Bar Association, the President's Commission, even your own organization, the AMA, all say the laws are too severe.
What's that got to do with it? I'm talking about morality. You start these young kids off on pot, indiscriminate sex, running off to Canada to avoid the draft, you know what it leads to? You know what it leads to? Well, I'll tell you what it leads to. Jane Fonda.
If that's what it takes to get a Jane Fonda, what the hell?
And to think that her father once played Abraham Lincoln. What's this great romance you have going with marijuana?
Oh, look, Arthur, I smoke as much grass as you do. None.
Arthur, you've got some nerve. You're condemning Harold Collins while you're standing here dispensing drugs like they're going out of style. And on top of it, you're hungover from drinking.
But I did not deliberately set out to get high. There's a very great difference between myself and Harold Collins. Well, I gotta get to the hospital. Thanks for the drink. Look at that, shaking like a leaf. Lucky for me, I don't have to operate today.
Lucky for him?
Come to think of it, it's lucky for everybody.
Excuse me, Mrs. Finlay, but a friend of your nephew's left this at the back door. He says you owe him $20.
Walter, give her the money.
Oh, Florida. Florida, there is a pot fairy after all.
Pot fairy? Funny. The kid looked normal to me.
So that's marijuana.
Looks just like oregano, doesn't it? Wonder what it smells like.
Doesn't smell like much anything till you light it.
Don't know anybody who uses pot, huh? Walter, what are you doing with my marijuana?
Your marijuana? Didn't I just pay $20 for it?
Oh, come on, Walter. What does that have to do with it?
If I paid for it, it's mine.
Now, look, Walter, don't do this to me. Give me my marijuana, and I'll give you the money for
it. I don't want your $20,
Walter. Walter, I am not talking about $20. Here is 2 cents, which, believe me, is all your life will be worth if you don't give me my Now, look, Walter, all those women are depending on me. Harold Collins is depending on me. Now, give me the pot.
Maud, you walk into that police station with that bag of marijuana, and if they throw anyone in jail, it'll be you.
Walter, name me one housewife they ever threw into jail.
Lizzie Borden.
Lizzie Borden never married.
No, but she was going with somebody. Maud, I'm not giving you my permission to go through with this.
Walter... Permission? Did you say your permission?
I'm your husband, Maud.
And I'm your wife, Walter. But if you remember our marriage vows, they were love, honor, and cherish, not love, honor, and obey, because it is very wrong for one human being to have to obey another human being. Now do what I tell you and give me the pot.
Not as long as you're my wife, Maud. The rights of the individual stop when it affects the marriage.
Walter, I am me. And I was me long before I became Mrs. You. You don't own me.
Okay, Maud. Have it your way. Hey, you see this? You know what's in here? The name and telephone number of a very attractive little chick that works for me down at the store. She's crazy about me. She keeps telling me how cute my bald spot is.
Walter, what are you going to do?
I'm going to just give her a call and ask her to spend the weekend with me in Atlantic City.
Walter, are you crazy?
Maud, I'm doing this strictly as an individual. So it shouldn't affect our marriage, should it?
Now listen, Walter, look. Walter, please put the phone down. Because, Walter, if you don't put the phone down, the next call you make will be dial a prayer.
Now, Maud, you be reasonable. You're going to spend this weekend in jail anyway.
Look, put the phone down, Walter.
Look, maybe Arlene and I will stop by on the way home and visit you in jail. Oh, hello, baby. Wally.
Wally?
Yeah. How about this weekend in Atlantic City?
Walter, are you out of your mind?
Do you realize you just ruined my weekend?
Listen, Walter, the only thing you can do to make me forgive you for this is to give me the pot.
So the rights of the individual do stop when it affects the marriage.
Okay, Walter. You win. You've made your point. I see there's nothing I can do. You keep the pot.
What happened to the phone?
Oh, you know Maud, always redecorating.
She tore the phone out of the wall?
It was an accident. She wanted to tear the wall out of the house.
Boy, that woman is something else.
What are you talking about?
Your mother, she just came into the kitchen, grabbed some oregano, and said, Florida, to hell with it, I'm going to jail. And she sailed out of there.
Oregano? She took oregano to the police station?
Well, maybe she thinks the way I cook Italian food is a crime.
Are you the Wally that just called and invited me to spend the weekend with you in Atlanta?
She'll be here in a second. She's got the pot with her. You'll be able to arrest us all in a minute.
Thanks. I can't tell you what a thrill it is for me to be able to break the back of organized crime. Now, would you mind moving to the other part of the room? We got to clear this aisle.
No, Sergeant.
Lady, you've heard of police brutality. We're animals when we're unleashed.
All right. Come on, girls. Please.
We are.
The pot right here. But listen, why don't you all stay up here and let me talk to that gentleman? Maybe I can make some kind of a package deal rather than have to give each of us her own pot.
Oh, right. That's
my
old man. She thinks of everything.
But are you the man I report to?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, here, I have enough pot to arrest myself and my friends for possessing more than a quarter of an ounce.
I know.
Well, fine. Then print us, mug us, book us, and beat us up.
Lady, we need the evidence. As far as beating you up goes, one-on-one, I think we'd lose.
Ladies, listen, come on, we're going to be arrested.
Get back. Okay, lady, you win. I'll take you first. Name, please.
Maud Findlay.
Married?
At the moment, barely.
Age? Lady, how old are you?
Look, officer, if there's a law that requires a woman to tell her age, I'm going to protest that, too. Now, get on with it.
Okay, I'll just put down how old I think you look.
Yeah. 47, and I just saved your life.
Maud, he wants to take a picture of you getting arrested.
Wait a minute, that's against regulations.
Come on, smile, Sergeant. Try to look pleasant. Think of it as one small step for mankind.
Okay, lady, you got your picture. Now give me the marijuana or no arrests, and that's final.
Okay. No need to do that. I mean, if you've seen one bag of marijuana, you've seen them all.
Wait a minute, lady. That don't look like marijuana.
Yeah, all right. I'll give you one more look.
I didn't get a good look, but I got a good smell. That's oregano.
You know, it's amazing how many people who don't know the real stuff think that.
Lady, I'm Italian. I've been on oregano all my life.
I knew you were Italian. You remind me of some famous person. I can't remember who.
Mrs. Finley, there's no Italian celebrity that's going to flatter me.
The Pope.
Pope? Forget it. There's nothing on the book about smoking oregano.
Now listen, Sergeant, come closer. What's your name, honey?
Lazario, Sergeant Joseph Lazario.
Tell me, Joey, do you have any children?
Yeah, two.
Who might at any moment be thrown into jail for smoking pot?
Lady, my youngest one turns on by playing with her toes. She's two.
Look, please, think of this as marijuana, Joey, for your children's future and for the sake of a sweet kid named Harold Collins.
Lady, have a heart. I'm exhausted.
Why didn't you tell me, you silly? I have just the thing for you. Here, take one of these. You'll feel better right away.
What is it?
Dexamil. Go on, take it. In police parlance, it's an upper. Like that.
I know what it is. Now, look, lady. I want to arrest you, but I can't, honestly.
Now, look, Joey, I have had a very rough day. I had the real pot. The real pot, I had it, but after 3 days of fighting with my husband and no sleep and taking abuse from my next-door neighbor, my husband took it away from me just 20 minutes ago. Now, look, Joey, I've had it up to here. All over the state, 146 women are being mugged and fingerprinted. Now, Joey, if you don't arrest me and my friends, may the Lord have mercy on your police station. Because you are going to have 8 screaming middle-aged women pulling a sit-in, stark naked.
Tom! Tom, save us all. Go down a block and buy this lady some grass. That's right, lady. We know where it is. We just don't have time rounding it all up. But don't worry, I'm going to arrest you, okay?
Girls, everything is turning out beautifully. We are definitely going to be arrested.
You really need a shower.
Lorraine, please. We already overcame.
Now, wait a minute. Hold it. Just got orders from upstairs. Everybody go home.
Sergeant, I don't understand.
There's nothing to understand. Just go home, please.
But, Sergeant, in a minute I'm going to have the real stuff.
Lady, I just got the word. We ain't arresting no housewives from New York State today.
Oh, now, look, you're not going to get rid of us that easy.
Now, look, lady, it don't make a difference now. Go home, will you?
Sergeant.
Lady, go home.
Sergeant, what happened to the Collins kid?
The judge gave him 3 years.
3 years?
Mrs. Finley, if I ever got in any trouble, I'd want you on my side.
Lorraine, be sure to remind everyone to bring our own picket sign.
What? What's going on?
Oh, honey, I have a million and one things on my mind, and I have to be in Albany by 4:00.
You already organized a trip to Albany?
And this time, Walter, we cannot fail. Honey, we have 1,000 women from all over the state who are going to picket in front of the governor's mansion. We got 80 women from just around here. We chartered a bus, and I have to go or I'll miss it.
Mort, you are sensational. Is there anything that I can do to help?
Oh, honey, don't be silly. You've done more than enough. You rented the bus.
Was recorded on tape before a live audience. And then that's mine. And then that's mine.